Okay, so we are hopefully going to be learning this Zman, the Sefer Chovas HaLevavos, and we're going to be doing so in the following manner to give a bit of an introduction. Most of today is not going to be learning Chovas HaLevavos. Most of today is really going to be speaking about the Sefer Chovas HaLevavos, understanding what kind of Sefer it is. But in general, because earlier in the week, what we try to do on Fridays each year, pick a bit of a different Sefer and learn Sugyas in Machshava by way of that Sefer. So to learn not only what Rabbi Bachya writes here in Chovas HaLevavos, but to be able to contextualize it, understand different mahalchim that different Baalei Machshava may have had, so that we can leave the end of this this shiur every week with a bit more understanding as far as what's out there in the world of Machshava, different main mahalchim in important sugyas in the world of Jewish thought. What we're going to be doing today is introducing a bit the Sefer Chovas HaLevavos. Doing so will, I think, try to primarily do, I think, probably two or three things. Understand why the Sefer is an important Sefer, who is learning the Sefer, who does it impact, and why the Sefer is relevant, and why the Sefer matters, what exactly is behind it. So let's begin by noting as follows. Amongst Sifrei Machshava and Sifrei Musar, so there are obviously Sfarim that are associated with particular worlds. Sefer of Tanya, Baal Tanya's writings, we tend to associate with Chabad Chassidus, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, and it's primarily learned by those that embrace the Chassidus as a whole, certainly Chassidus of Chabad. There are others who learn it more out of interest, but you wouldn't call Tanya as critical and as important as it is of a work of Jewish thought. You wouldn't call it like a foundational text for all Jews, for all from Jews. It has a massive sort of audience, but you wouldn't call it all the way there. And that's true for many, many Sfarim that are immensely popular. They're really important. Sfas Emes, we learned last year, is a really important Sefer in the world of Machshava. But you wouldn't call it, you wouldn't have the same impact as some others. When you learn Rishonim on Machshava, so Rishonim sometimes have a much larger impact. The Ramban, as a Baal Machshava, the Ramban is learned by everyone. You can't learn a Sugya, which the Ramban writes, without understanding the significance of the Ramban. And Chovas HaLevavos is a Sefer along those lines. Chovas HaLevavos is a Sefer which gets near universal acceptance in Klal Yisrael. It's a Sefer which is incredibly, incredibly valuable. It's a Sefer that has a section that some people skip that we'll talk about a different week. But as a whole, the Sefer Chovas HaLevavos is an immensely popular Sefer. The first just five or six Makoros on the sheet are chosen from different Gedolei Yisrael, from different streams of thought within the Jewish world, and the way that they emphasize, the way that they speak about the value of Chovas HaLevavos, to be able to appreciate a little bit the nature of the Sefer and just how wide-ranging its impact is. Sefer Keseros. Keseros is a collection of Hanhagas of the Gra. The Gra, we're told, was Mechaviv. The Gra had a certain affinity for the Sefer Menorah Samaor and Chovas HaLevavos. The Gra, Loyola Vilna, the great leader there. Strong, strong backing for Sefer Chovas HaLevavos. If you look in source number two, you find a very different world. The Gra is around the beginning of early of Chassidus, hence his strong opposition to it. And if you look in source number two, is a Haskama written by Rav Wozner. The Sefer Chovas HaLevavos was written in Arabic. And it was written in Arabic, it was translated into Hebrew, but the Hebrew was translated in was a very, very difficult. It was a very difficult kind of Hebrew for us to be able to work off of. And therefore, the Sefer called Leif Tov, which really takes the difficult Hebrew translation, and on the bottom he elaborates on it and makes it much easier for us to be able to learn. In the introduction to the Sefer, he has a bunch of haskamas. Rav Wozner, author of Tshuva Shevet HaLevi, passed away a couple of years ago, learned in the yeshiva in Lublin. He's a Talmud of Meir Shapiro, the founder of Daf Yomi. And he writes there in the beginning, in his Haskama, on the Sefer Leif Tov, I heard from my teacher, from the Gaon HaTzadik, of Meir Shapiro, Milublin, that his great-grandfather was a Pinchas Karitzer. Who's a Pinchas Karitzer? Pinchas Karitzer is like first-generation Hasidus. He's a Talmud Chaver of the Baal Shem Tov. And he says, Pinchas Karitzer, the world of Hasidus, said about himself, that Lomar Elef Pa'amim, Sefer HaKadosh, Chovas HaLevavos. He learned the Sefer 1,000 times. V'rak az zacha lema shezacha. Only as a result of learning Chovas HaLevavos was he able to be zocha to what he was able to do. And you find in lots of Sifri Chassidus those who also are emphasizing and encouraging the limit of Chovas HaLevavos. The Noam Elimelech in his Hanhagos, in his practices, which he encouraged, no melech melech, also source number 9 on the sheet, said, v'yasok be'emo v'yira be'ezo sifrei muster b'chol yom, b'reishas chachma v'shla v'chol v'salavavos. So the no melech melech also, so the Gra on the one hand, chassidus on the other hand. If you look in source number 4, number 3, sorry, Shem HaGedolim, the Chida, one of the great Sephardic Gedolim. The Chida was a prolific writer, and the Sefer Shem HaGedolim is an amazingly interesting Sefer. The Chida goes through different Sfarim and different Rabbanim, and he gives you, some of them much longer, some of them a bit shorter, but he gives you a description about them. He shares with you interesting Torah. We've shown him fascinating, fascinating stuff, Sefer Shem HaGedolim of the Chida. The Chida, when he speaks about Rabbeinu Bachya, that's to clarify, so I said this earlier, that there are two Rabbeinu Bachayas, there are Beis Ches Yud Yud. Rabbeinu Bachai, now, I believe what's said to me that one of them you call Rabbeinu Bachai, one of them you call Rabbeinu Bachya, but it's not really what they were called. It's just what we call to make it a little bit smoother. On Chumash, you have Rabbeinu Bachai. On Chumash, the one who wrote on Chumash was a Talmud of the Beis Medrash of the Ramban. He's about 200 years later. Rabbeinu Bachya, the one that wrote Chovos HaLevavos, second half of the 11th century. And he, Rabbeinu Bachya, so the Chida is describing Rabbeinu Bachya Ibn Pekuda. And he writes there that he wrote the Sefer Chovos HaLevavos. He wrote it in Arabic. V'hakorei b'sifro. When you learn Chovos HaLevavos, uv'hakdamaso, and you read his hakdama, yiret tokef kedushaso, v'dvarav chayim v'kayamim. That when you look at it there, says the Chida, when you're able to see it and you embrace it, you recognize right away the kedusha it had. The Gra in Vilna, the Noam Elimelech, Lezhensk of Pinchas Karitzer, the Chida. Source number 4, the Chasam Sofer, a bit of a different world, Hungary. The Chasam Sofer is writing about Chovos HaLevavos, and he says as follows, right? Tzemer Chodom Shul, which is like a biography of the Chasam Sofer and others. They write, Reish Chachma Yiras Hashem. Alkein Lamed Lefneim, I'm very intrigued, just because of like what I do every day, by how people gave shir. How Rabbi Kivi Eger gave shir, like what did he do in his shir? They say anything about Rabbi Kivi Eger, that when he would give shir, he would always pretend ki'ilu, he never learned the Gemara before. So you would see the way that he was going to be learning. I think they say either Rabbi Kivi Eger or Chasam Sofer, that when they would learn Gemara sometimes, they would make very basic mistakes in Kriyas HaGemara when they'd be reading it in shir. Because the goal was to like demonstrate the way that they learn the first time that they actually did it. And it's amazing to learn like how different giants gave shir, what they were trying to give over. We've quoted in the past, Chaim Kanevsky said that with Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz, I think when he was in his shir, used to often have a little bit of musr interspersed at different times during shir. It wasn't only like, let me give shir and that, but there'd be ha'aras that would come from time to time. And how people gave shir is fascinating. The Chasam Sofer, we happen to know a bunch of interesting asides about the Chasam Sofer. We know that in Pressburg, in Yeshiva, this will often reference, speak Friday night, in the Minhag in Pressburg Friday night, you'd go to Chasam Sofer's house, I believe, and he would give shir and Chumash Rashi Ramban. He'd give Ramban al Torah, was what Chasam Sofer would teach on Friday nights. That was a fundamental for him. Chasam Sofer, what would he do before shir every day? You know, it's like the morning huddle in Pressburg. To see by the Chasam Sofer, you walk in shir, like, what happened those first 50 minutes? It says, Al-Kaim in Lamad Lefnehem, he taught us Talmidim, Kodem Kol Shir, Kamo Reva Sha'a. He began with like a 15 minutes introduction. This is almost like, really? Was it a serious yeshiva? Yeah. Kimo Reva Sha'ah mi Sefer Chovos HaLevavos. Every day, the Chasam Sofer would start by teaching the Sefer Chovos HaLevavos. Chasam Sofer, awesome. An additional person, a bit of a different world, that emphasized the importance of Chovos HaLevavos, of Salvechik. There's a book called Community Covenant and Commitment right here. These are letters of the Rav. Letters he wrote. He wrote a letter in 1955. This is a YU's smicha program at the time. One other thing which is fascinating is curriculums for smicha. What do you have to learn for someone to call you rabbi? Like, what do you have to do? And many yeshivas have evolved or changed a bit here or there what their smicha program looks like. If you would have gotten smicha 60 or 70 years ago somewhere, it was posh. You'd have to learn like Hilchos Shechita, Hilchos Melicha very, very well, Hilchos Trefos, because you were the rabbi and the only rabbi, and randomly you didn't get this child these questions. Nowadays, we farm that stuff out. All the Hilchos Shechita questions are really being, you know, the OU and whoever gives Hechsherim, they're the ones that the average rabbi is not getting Hilchos Shechita questions. Melicha, so I remember, you know, driving my grandmother sometimes, speaking about, you know, years ago, doing Melicha. You have your chicken, you have your meat, and you're going to salt it to get stuff out, to get the blood out. nowadays you buy food that's more or less, generally speaking, already. So smicha curriculum changed a little bit. 1955, if Soloveitchik writes a letter, there's a movement to shift the curriculum of why you smicha a bit. Up until that point, smicha was a two-year program. It was a two-year program which primarily focused on Yoredeya, just that chelik of Shulchan Aruch. And the Rav wrote a decently long letter, it's a fasting letter to Dr. Belkin. Dr. Belkin was at the time the president of YU. He was going to be in the Rosh Hashiva. He was going to be in charge of shifting the curriculum. And the Rav wrote a letter about what he thinks should shift in terms of the curriculum in YU. He suggests the smicha program goes to 3 years. It's now officially four, I think. It goes until 3 years. And he makes a bunch of suggestions of things that are not currently being learned. But he thinks, like, how could you give smicha to someone if they haven't learned these things? Like, how could you do it? So he points out a couple of things in terms of the importance of halacha and what you learn in halacha, what you can pull off as far as Isser V'Heter, even within 1 year. But he emphasizes certain things that are not classic halacha, but he thinks if you're going to be producing rabbis to function, certainly in America in that era, but undoubtedly or probably true today also, there's some other things that they have to know. So the Rav says, again, he points out, you should have bechinas. You have to make sure there are bechinas so that people are keeping up on things. But the Rav, I think there are two additional things you have to learn. Number one, it has to be that people have a basic knowledge of Chumash, Rashi, and Ramban. It has to be they have a basic knowledge of Chumash, Rashi, and Ramban. It's a must to be able to be familiar with the knowledge of the halachic components of Chumash. So many basic things that come out of Chumash, Rashi, Ramban. To understand the significance of Chumash is also important. To do all of those things, certainly important. The third, then the Rav says himself, an additional thing. He says as follows. Lemaisa, it's hard to teach Jewish philosophy if you're talking to people that don't have a good background in philosophy, with the general world of philosophy. But says the Rav, it must be. It is almost incomprehensible that a rabbi leaving the portals of our yeshiva should not master at least the four basic texts of Jewish medieval thought. What are the four basic texts of Jewish medieval thought, of Rishonim? What are the four things you have to know? If not in their entirety, at least their most essential parts. So not every word in Mor Nevuchim, but at least the main sections. It says, Emunas V'deyas of Tzadik Gaon, Mor Nevuchim of the Rambam, Huda Levi Kuzari, and Chovas HaLevavos. That if you're not learning these things, just a basic knowledge of Jewish ideas. So says the Rav, a lot of these Sfarim speak about general philosophy also. Says the parts where the Ram gets into physics and Aristotle, that we could put aside, it's a little bit less critical. But the basics of these things you have to know. So the Sefer Chovas HaLevavos, when you think about just the wide-ranging impact of Chovas HaLevavos, the Gra and the Chasam Sofer, with Pinchas Karitzer and the Noam Elimelech, the Chidah of Soloveitchik, these are the giants of Klal Yisrael from all the same world in a certain sense, slightly different perspectives in the world of Machshava, and they're all telling you, Sefer Chovas HaLevavos is a critical Sefer. The Rav is saying it about Smicha, how could you not leave knowing the basics of it? Chasam Sofer is talking about, not in terms of Smicha, but rather as Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, the Talmidim he's giving shir to, in the beginning often of their learning in Pressburg, it's important that they get a certain sensitivity to it, and that people should be learning Chovas HaLevavos. Okay. Now we get to the fascinating, which I think is fascinating, next part. What kind of Sefer is Chovas HaLevavos? What kind of Sefer is Chovas HaLevavos? And this is going to be, I think, part of the key, Ladati, to how it became so popular and why so many people were into it. And here we get, again, it's going to be really important, I think, in general for Svarim. There are Svarim that are undoubtedly halacha svarim. You open up, I don't know, you look over there, you see Nisuim Kilchasan, I'm looking at the svarim over there, Yaakov Yos, those are halacha svarim. Ishe Yisrael, Chai Adam, whatever's on the shelf over there. Mirshab's Kilchasan. Those are from that talk about halacha and are focused almost entirely on halacha. Okay. Then we have the non-halacha svarim. I'll just frame it in the following way. That Seder that takes place after Mincha every day called Musar Seder. So Musar Seder, if you look around, you see an incredibly wide range of svarim. And if we ask, you see Sfarim that some would say, that's not a Musar Sefer, that's a Machshava Sefer. And you hear these, nuanced differences. And people are into categorizing Sfarim. I remember when years ago, in yeshiva and they're moving about the medrash and being involved in conversations, like how you organize different svarim, like where are the musar svarim, where are the machshava svarim, where are the halacha svarim, where these things go, and that categorizing svarim becomes very helpful because lemaisa, if a person decides I want to be learning machshava or musar, I have to choose a sefer. I have to choose a sefer by knowing what I'm into and what kind of sefer it is. We sometimes oversimplify things a little bit. And we talk about how there are people who are Sifrei Kabbalah. You want to learn Sifrei Kabbalah, so I'm learning the Sifrei of the Arizal. There are Sfarim that are Sifrei Chassidus. You learn Baal Tanya, you learn Nomal Melech, you learn the Kuti Maran, Kishus Levi, there are Chassidus Sfarim. We talk about how there are Sifrei Musar, Mesilas Yisharim, Shari Tshuva, Orchos Tzadikim, there are Sifrei Musar. There are works of Jewish philosophy, Mor Nevuchim, and Amunus Videos. And there are these different Sfarim that are labeled and placed into particular worlds. The problem is that for many, many Sfarim, you can't categorize them that way. And trying to categorize them that way takes away from what they were really doing. As an example, Ramban on Chumash is a sefer of what? It's a commentary on Chumash, the way that the Rashbam is. Is that a sefer of Kabbalah? He has Kabbalah there. It's a sefer of Machshava. It's just a commentary on Chumash. He's a halachist. What is the Ramban on Chumash? And the answer is, the Ramban on Chumash is all of those things. The Ramban has everything on Chumash. And that's why it's an important sefer. And there's Sfarim that it's very hard to pin down as being one or the other. Years ago in this slot, we spoke about Mesil Shasharim. Is it so simple Mesil Shasharim is only a Musar sefer? Is not a Machshava sefer? Can you make the argument that Mesil Shasharim, this is more of a fascinating hara, is really a sefer to prepare you to learn Kabbalah? Maybe that's what it's about. And certain Sfarim, it's hard to know what exactly, how do we categorize them? What's their goal and what are they doing? And to know that is very important when you're learning a sefer. So what is Chovas HaLevavos? What is Chovas HaLevavos? So we're going to speak about three elements of Chovas HaLevavos. These are not contradictory, but they will explain a good deal about why it became so popular, why people will prioritize certain sections over other sections. And I would point out, I think that there are three different elements to Chovas HaLevavos. Three elements of Chovas HaLevavos, so please, there's probably four, which is halachic, which is not for now. First element of Chovas HaLevavos is what Rav Soloveitchik emphasized. It is a work of philosophy. It's a work of philosophy. What does that mean, it's a work of philosophy? So Chovas HaLevavos engages a lot in the value of and elaborates on the importance of Seichel. What you do is not enough. Bringing rayas from Gemaras and rayas from Psukim, rayas Mamari Chazal, is not sufficient. But the Chovas HaLevavos writes in the Hakdama that a person who's not fully engaging in their Seichel and bringing proofs to different things is a person who's not fully engaged in Avodas Hashem the way that they're supposed to. That emuna for Chovas HaLevavos, we'll speak about this at length, is supposed to be something which you can prove. It's supposed to be something where you can try to describe and prove. Now, what's helpful about Chovas HaLevavos is he's not writing for people only who have a real background in these things. He writes an introduction. He's going to avoid getting way too complex, delving into elements of philosophy. He wants it to be understandable. He wants to bring proofs that he thinks are solid and good proofs. But for him, Seichel, the work of Jewish philosophy, how do I know there's a God? And what does it mean that there is a God? And how do I prove that? Those are part of what you have here, works of philosophy in the worlds of the Rishonim. And that's really, really important. That's one element of what it was. That's what the Rav was emphasizing. Now, how can you have people that were not into philosophy valuing the Sefer Chovas HaLevavos? Hare the Gra didn't value philosophy. And the Chassidim as a whole. Now, Pinchas Karitzer, we quoted earlier, so Yehuda Fogel, if any of you know him, pointed out to me, this is amazing, that Pinchas Karitzer was very into, they quote, Imre Pinchas, was into Mor Nevuchim. Akadekach, there's some very, very, we'll speak about this in a couple of weeks maybe. He Dafka was into Jewish philosophy, it seems a little bit. Seems like he was a little bit. But the Nomei Melech and other, but Chassidim, who are not into philosophy, why are they into Chovas HaLevavos? Because Chovas HaLevavos has other things also. What else? And that's why they will skip sometimes, look at this, the sections of Chovas HaLevavos that deal with philosophy, the first shar, they may skip that because that's not what we do. So what is it? It's a sefer of Musar. What I want to try to do is describe what is a Musar sefer. Different kinds of Musar Sfarim. So what's a Musar Sefer? So Chovos HaLevavos is often referred to as the first Musar Sefer. This is in the 1000s it's written. Up until that point in time, so Gemara has mixtures of Halacha and Agada. We have Sfarim in the times of the Geonim that are more Halachic works. We have works of Jewish philosophy, like Emunos Videos. But Chovos HaLevavos is often referred to as the first Musar Sefer. What is it in terms of its Musar Sefer? So what is it? So there are a couple components to the Musar Sefer here. One element is that it is something which, if you look in the way the Chasam Sofer says it initially, is Kedila Halhiv Libam Biyiris Hashem. That part of what it is, it's a way of His Orus. One kind of Musar Sefer is, it's an inspirational Sefer. It's inspirational. Think about Musar. Part of the goal sometimes is to inspire. How do you inspire? What does it mean to inspire? So it's not always about a new Chiddush. It's not about a new Chiddush. It's about giving chizuk sometimes, Yil Sharm initially, for something which we already know. But part of the goal is to bring it more to the forefront and to emphasize how critical, how important it is. No one thinks that it's good to be angry a lot. But hearing a shmooze about how bad anger is, not because of the chiddush shebo, but because that inspires you, that's one form of sefer. So one thing which Chovos HaLevavos can do, Chasam Sofer said here, is aside from just its value as a something which inspires, a work of, it also, sorry, something we're going to choose philosophy, it inspires you. What else is it? So here's the next part of a Musar Sefer, and part of the reason why it's so fantastic. Look what the Chasam Sofer said about it in source number four. What is it? Ukimat. When it comes to the Chasam Sofer, Ukimat. Kol. Musarav Hanagosav. All of like the Musar, all the Hagas of the Chasam Sofer. Hayumi Divri HaSefer HaKadosh HaZeh. We're going to say right now a very important point, so please pay attention. He wants his Talmidim to learn Chovos HaLevavos when they were young. Why? Here's an important point. You know what Musar Sefarim do? So philosophy Sefarim do certain things. And Musar Sefarim can inspire you. But good Musar Sefarim do something else. And this is what Mesil Sharim is the best at, which is, it gives you a mahalach in Avodas Hashem. It gives you an approach. An approach to what it means to have emuna and bitachon. An approach to what it means to have Avas Hashem and Yerushalayim. An approach to what it means to be an anav. An approach to what it means to relate to the world, like to Avodas Hashem. And here's a challenge sometimes. And this is the wisdom of the Chasam Sofer. A good Musar Sefer does that. A good Musar gives you a mahalach in Avodas Hashem. It can take you through step by step. To get you to the point where you can have a good perspective. That's one of the reasons why there's a real challenge sometimes when we jump around too much with Sifrei Musar. I learned Orcha Sadikim for 3 weeks, and I learned Mesil Sharim for a month, and I learned Chovos HaLevavos for a month and a half, and then I learned Menos for this, and then I learned Talmud for this. And at some point, if you jump around too much, what you get is maybe His Orus, but you're the Mahalach and Avodas Hashem. You're all over the place. There's no mahalach. There's no approach. And part of Musar Sefarim is to give you that mahalach a little bit. And that's what you have here. And that's what you have here in Chovos HaLevavos. Chovos HaLevavos is a sefer of machshava and philosophy. It's a sefer of Musar, but in two ways. An element of inspiration, but also an element of giving you a real mahalach. That's why it's interesting to point out, when normally Melech refers to Chovos HaLevavos, he's not referring to it as a list of sifrei of Machshava, but rather v'yasok be'em of yira b'sifrei Musar, like Chovos HaLevavos, which is as the Musar Sefer. One other historical aside, if you're just interested in this, I think it's fascinating. There's a book. If you ever get really interested in things, it's a pretty large book called Ohalei Torah. It's written by Professor Mordechai Breuer, passed away years ago. It's a history of yeshivas from really throughout history. An overview of what they learned in different yeshivas, like what did yeshivas look like in the time of like the Geonim and Rishonim, and what did yeshivas look like in Pressburg and in Volozhin, and what did they learn and things like that. So he has an amazing, so he has a section here about curriculum, like what did they learn in different yeshivas. So one of the things he says is how much did they learn like non-Gemara Halacha stuff, like how much did they learn? That's part of the Chasam Sofer Shir Friday night and other stuff. In Volozhin, the Netziv gave Shir to Shachris every day on Chumash. That became a sefer Hamikdavar. That was in the Tzivs every morning in Volozhin. He would give Shir on Chumash Rashi, I think, after davening. I think if Amital once told me that he thinks that there were very, very few people that attended that year, who's going to the Chumash year? You know? So that's it. Was giving it. So, you know? What an opportunity. So that's different. He speaks here at the following question. In those yeshivas that learned Sfarim that weren't pure Gemara Halacha, forget the brisk we spoke about on Shana Rabbah night, you know, in the Sfarim that introduced things, so how much did they learn it? Like, what was the level of emphasis on the Sfarim? It's like an everyday for a couple hours a day thing. Like, what really was it? Points out, impressed by the Chasam Sofer, he quotes this line, it's 15 minutes before. The goal of that is not to learn in a really deep way. Chovos Halvavos, 15 minutes, what am I getting 15 minutes a day? What you're getting is Etzem, the reminding you of ideas, a bit of his Orus, and a piece here and a piece there, and over time it builds. But it's not the same kind of like Limud Be'ian that you have. He contrasts that here with what Rav Kook was really arguing. Rav Kook, in a couple of letters, argued very strongly we should be learning these things really Be'ian. So even the way you learn Chovos Halvavos, even if it's in your curriculum, is going to shift a little bit. Different yeshivas are going to be doing different things. Now we get to the next part. Again, it's all about, we have not learned anything in Chovos Halvavos. We've just spoken about what Chovos Halvavos is, its popularity and why it spread. But because it did different things, philosophy, his Oruos, Derech Avos Hashem, that's why it can be so popular amongst a wide range of people, because it offers different people the things that they really need. Number 10, source number 10 on the sheet is an amazing thing to know. It's an amazing thing to know. It's an article written in a journal that comes out of Lakewood. And it's a journal called Heichal HaBesht. It's an amazing journal. Amazing journal. It's on Heichal HaBesht. It's on Torah Chassidus. A lot of it's starting in Chabad. But on Torah Chassidus, whole, it's like it's articles about sugyas and topics relevant to Chassidus. Amazing. I had this chus this past year. I was in Lakewood for a day with my wife. And we were shopping there for a bit. I was visiting my grandmother. We went shopping a bit. Her stamina for shopping is far greater than my stamina for shopping. That's just the nature of things. So I went at one point to a... I was sitting in a pizza store for a while, just like with... I brought a... So this farm store, another pizza store. So I said, why don't you keep on going? You know, I don't want to slow you down a little bit. I'll go in. So I went to this farm store. It's an amazing farm store there in Lakewood, Jake Plaza. So I took out... I bought a couple of farms. So I bought the newest volume of Heichal HaBesht. It's a great... I think I was sitting in the pizza store for a while there. So I had the opportunity, I don't have to do that often, to learn the Zephyr. So there's an amazingly interesting article from a journal or two ago on the following. Shnei Suge Sifrei Yira, Al Hevdel Ben Chassidim L'Misnagdim B'Bechira Sifrei Musar. Chassidim L'Misnagdim are learning Musar Sfarim. The article was trying to argue that there is a difference, if you really look at it well, between what Musar Sfarim Chassidim learn and what Musar Sfarim non-Chassidim learn. We're not talking about Sifrei Chassidus. We're talking about within the world of Musar Sfarim, which one does each one learn and what is really the distinction? And here he argues something which is absolutely fascinating. Absolutely fascinating, in particular in the world of Chassidus. He points out that Talmidim and Baal Shem Tov, it's in the Hagdama to Tanya also, distinguish between two kinds of Musar Sfarim, and any of us that have learned Musar Sfarim may be aware of this. There are Musar Sfarim that are, he quotes a voracious Chachma is the best sort of model of that. I think Orchos Tzadikim is probably in that camp, although I'll be honest, I think I've never learned it, but just my guess, Orchos Tzadikim is in this camp, which is there are Musar Sfarim that primarily are just giving you Maimer Chazal and Maimer Chazal and Pasuk and Maimer Chazal, and it's going and going on, just straight Chazal, straight Mekoros like that. That's the nature of the Musar Sefer. It's pure like Torah, classically, in those Musar Sfarim. It's entirely built and predicated on Sharshei Chazal. Then you have other kinds of Musar Sfarim, and this is the Musar which Chovos Halvavos is. Chovos Halvavos is not going to overwhelm you with tons of quotes from Chazal. He'll do that also. But for Chovos Halvavos, part of the Musar Sefer has to have things that are proven al derech haseichel. Has to have things that are proven intellectually. It's a Sefer which is going to make arguments, not just based on Gemara, but based on human logic. Logic, why you should believe, why you should behave this way. Why this is valuable. To understand things, al derech, to understand things, al derech haseichel. And in Sifrei Chassidus, here's what you get, which is fascinating. In Sifrei Chassidus, so by the Baal Tanya, in certain places, Baal Tanya says, you know, a lot of Misnagim are emphasizing learning, Chovos Halvavos, great. A lot of the Chassidim, he points out, are into learning Chovos HaLevavos, but with two additional sort of like knaches. Number one, a hesitation they have about Chovos HaLevavos, writing the Baal Tanya and others, is that Chovos HaLevavos works on human seichel. And he points out that Ma'amari Chazal, we believe, are Shava L'chol Nefesh. Every single Jew can be inspired, impacted, and touched by Ma'amari Chazal. Believe Shem Safed, every single one. Sfarim that work based on seichel, based on intellect, proofs from logic, there are people that will deeply connect to that, and there are people that will not. People that won't be moved by that. Doesn't have the same sort of an impact. So what he points out in the article is that in a lot of Sifrei Chassidim, there's a new sefer that came out called Reishis Chachma. And Reishis Chachma is a Musar sefer, which is not going based on seichel. It's not going based on philosophy. It's not trying to prove things based on logic. It's a sefer which is giving you just Musar from Chazal. Musar from Chazal. And that's what from Zohars and from Gemaras, and that's what it's doing. And that sefer, he says, for a lot of Chassidim, they have a lot of respect for the Chovos HaLevavos, but Reishis Chachma, for some Chassidim, he points out, could be in the world of Bell, discussion in the next edition of Heichal HaBes, how accurate that is, entirely with Bell. But for Bell, to say an example, it could be they said, let's drop Chovos HaLevavos, let's just learn Reishis Chachma. Or what he points out is that for a lot of Chassidim, they'll speak about learning Chovos HaLevavos, but not learning that exclusively. Because Chovos HaLevavos, working based on Seichel, that's not really the ideal way to go. So it's a critically important sefer. The first Musar sefer in our history. But it's not the only thing. You have to have Reishis Chachma also. Because it has to have not only the Seichel, but you have to get pounded by Ma'amari Chazal, a Musar which is built, not on human logic, but a Musar which is built on Zohars and Midrashim and Ma'amari Chazal. Like that. And that's what Reishis Chachma points out in this Hakdama. He says, the difference in my sefer and Chovos HaLevavos, he writes, is, it's quoted here in source number 10, but he writes that, if I can find it right here, Kishar Mechavim Shekadmoni and Medavim B'tshuva, when the Chovos HaLevavos, as an example, writes about tshuva, he does it Kfi Sichleim HaRechava, based on his incredible intellect. But I'm looking for Divri Rabbo Seinu, Mi Divri HaZor V'chulei, that's what I'm looking for, Hanogim L'maisa, that's what I'm going to be looking for. So for a lot of Chassidim, it's both, which is why, look in Rabbi Melech's, in the Nome Melech HaMachar Sa'adah, what should you learn? It's not just Chovos HaLevavos. It's Ve'yaso Be'emu V'yira Be'edis Rabbi Mester B'chol Yom, Be'reishis Chachma V'shla V'Chovos HaLevavos. That Chovos HaLevavos becomes for many Chassidim, not the only sefer you learn, but an important part, almost like a balanced curriculum. An important part of a balanced curriculum. Now, why is this so? Why are they less into seichel? So the following, there's Hesber. It's in the article there. It's very, very beautiful. It's a very simple hara. But why are different people in different kinds of Musar Sfarim? Why would some be in the Musar Sfarim that value seichel, and some Musar Sfarim that value seichel less? Why are some Chassidim not learning at all Chovos HaLevavos anymore? Not just skipping over one section, but like bichlal, not learning it. And why are some, even if they're going to learn it, need the balance of Reishis Chachma? For the following reason. Here is an Ikar Yisod in Torah Chassidus. It's an Ikar Yisod in the Torah of the Baal Tanya. And this is one of the reasons why they often will not at least argue Chovos HaLevavos has to be perceived in a larger context. The following reason. You have a Jew in front of you. And you want to know, how can I move that Jew? Right now he's here in Avodas Hashem. And I want to know, how could I elevate him? How could I move him to be a level above? So there are two kinds of arguments that you make. One kind of person would argue, what I have to do is to convince him. Convince him why it's important to behave differently. Convince him why it's important to take the next step. That's one mahalach. In many ways, that's elements of Chovos HaLevavos. To try to convince you and to show you why this track is the right track. That's one mahalach. There is a second mahalach. In Torah Chassidus, so every Jew is, that's two elements, not only Chassidus, but every Jew inherently, deep down inside, has a deep connection to Ribbono Shel Olam. Every Jew, deep down inside, is waiting to be lit on fire. There's a Nekuda HaPnimis, if we're talking Lashon Sfasemes. There's a Pintel Yid, if speaking Lashon of Chabad Chassidus. There's an inner point of every Jew which wants to be lit a little bit, which wants to get on fire a little bit. So in Sifrei Chassidus, the way you get a Jew who's waiting to be lit on fire, The way you get a Jew that deep down inside is ready to go is not by convincing him. It's by lighting the fire. Taking a match and lighting the fire. Chovos Levavos will convince you why you should go here or there. A Jew doesn't really need convincing. What a Jew needs. Chasidim Imtzu Atos Sefer Mitzvah. Let me see if I get it right here, if it's good. If I can't find it, then I will just move on. Jews naturally want to move and get better. Jews naturally want to be good over the Hashem. They have an neshama inside, a little piece of their bonus olam, kivyachal, whatever it is that means. And therefore they want to be moving. And all you have to do, all you're doing is lighting the spark. And that's what Tanya is trying to do. That's what quoting Ma'amari Chazal can do. Not to convince you, but by exposure to the Kedusha of those Svarim, Kedusha of Bamari Chazal, that's the way that you light a Jew on fire sometimes. It needs to be attached to it. There's a gap, there's a break, something covering it. And those Bamari Chazal can light a Jew up a little bit more. That's why Chovos HaLevavos, is a critically important sefer, but it's a sefer which, for some Chassidim, requires a bit of balance. That's what we said, and then we'll just summarize how we're going to be learning it in light of what we've said today. But the following. It's one of the basics. From the basics of Jewish thought. And if we're spending a lot of time learning Gemara, Be'ian, well, Sunday through Thursday, it's an amazing opportunity on Fridays to dedicate some time. Not 15 minutes, but once a week, we set the time to learn basics in the world of Machshava and Musar, as described in Chovos HaLevavos. But the way we're going to do it is by contextualizing the Sefer Chovos HaLevavos also. To see other Mehalchem. For many Chassidim, that's the right way to learn Chovos HaLevavos. Because Chovos HaLevavos on its own is a great sefer, but put in context of other things. Even for Salvechik, Chovos HaLevavos, but also Mor Devuchim and Kuzari and Emunas V'Deos. And to look at Chovos HaLevavos as the first Musar sefer, one of the most important works of Jewish philosophy, but to understand how we can contextualize that, how we can organize it, how we can view it, to understand different kinds of Musar Svarim and the kind of Musar sefer that this is, and to learning it in a way where we contrast it with other forms of Musar Svarim. How's he talking about Emunah? And how's it different from how others talk about Emunah? How's he talking about Musar Svarim? How's it different from other people? Be tough. And how is it really, and go back to the Chasam Sofer line, what is the Derech in Avodas Hashem described by Sefer Chovos HaLevavos? And that's part of what Be'ez Hashem we're going to be trying to accomplish Fridays. Chovos HaLevavos, an incredibly, incredibly important Sefer. We learned nothing in terms of the Sefer itself today, but sometimes, you know, it's like the Daf Aleph. The step before you can start opening it is to be able to take a step back and to get some context for what the Sefer is all about. It should be a good year of Friday Shiurim, where we are zocha to delve into the Torah of Rabbi Bachya. Shkoyach, guys.